this episode of American Chopper.
I got Paul Sr. on the line. Hi, Paul.
The Tuttle family drama takes another turn for the worse.
When my father called in on the radio, I was not expecting it. It really caught me off guard.
But the difference between me and you is I wish you well and you wish me harm.
I spent 20 years of carrying you and putting a golden spoon in your ass.
And now you can't figure it out.
Because you didn't have balls enough to get another job because you knew that nobody would put up your bull.
With a lawsuit pending, the father-son war heats up. Junior attacks OCC where it hurts the most, a rival bike shop right in his father's backyard.
Basically, it's talking about him setting up his shop. He's never followed through with one thing in his life.
To get back to his roots, Junior recruits a familiar face.
What's up, Vince?
Your new place.
Probably two other lifts and a workbench.
I know that between me and him, we can turn out some killer stuff and leave all the bullcrap behind.
As Paul Junior Designs begins to take shape, Senior does a drive-by to check out the new competition.
My father just drove by.
You know, it's all about building bikes. From what I understand, Paul hasn't even come close to building a bike.
I can't think of one good reason as to why he would be here with a bike.
The question is, will Senior or Junior build the better bike?
As far as building bikes, they could never in a million years build a bike like we can. And that's not bragging.
All right, baby. 8:29. Good morning to you. It is the Coop and Tobin Show. John has the day off, but he'll be back soon.
Today I'm going on a local morning radio show, and I'm going to plug an event I'm doing this weekend for the American Heart Association.
Hey, look who's here, man. My buddy Mike Tuttle from American Chopper and all.
Hey, Coop.
Hey, buddy. Come on in, man.
I used to go to all these shows with my dad and my brother, but a lot has changed over the past year. Things with my family really haven't improved much. Me and Paulie still aren't talking to my father.
What the hell's going on? Lawsuits? Bad blood? Somebody was telling me that your brother and your father haven't spoken to each other in well over a year?
Yeah, it's gotten pretty ugly.
There was a part of me that was really sad about that.
Yeah, well, the whole of me is pretty sad about
that. There always was a sense, an underlying sense of, you know, a brotherhood or whatever it is that was there.
There was always that undertone that, like, you know, at the end of the day, all work aside, family takes care of family. You know, I think this whole situation with my father and my brother, the lawsuits, and all the emotional stuff, and the breaking up of the family, it's been really tough. And I think there is a good chance in the future that the two will kind of make amends.
Paul!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Paul Jr. on the line with us.
Yeah, I got a call from the local radio station this morning. I guess Mikey was on their show. They gave me a call.
What's going on with you and your dad, man?
You know, we got issues. I own part of the company. He wants those percentages back. And in turn, you know, he's suing me for my ownership interest in the company.
Do you think you can put it back together with your dad, or do you think your relationship's done?
Again, you know, we don't have any communication other than through lawyers, unfortunately. So I don't really know fully where he stands with that.
Yeah, hang on a second. I got somebody on the line for you. I got Paul Sr. on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hey, what's up, Coop?
How you doing? And, of course, your son on the line. You want to say hi to him?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
When my father called in on the radio, I was not expecting it. I mean, it really caught me off guard. Things are not good between us right now. We actually haven't talked in a year.
What do you think about what you've heard, Paul?
You know, I think that both Mikey and Paulie had some validity in what they said, you know, and, you know, there's two sides to the story, and then there's the truth. But,
you know, I got the opportunity to actually have somewhat of a conversation with Mikey and Paulie, and I was really hoping that it would go in a positive direction.
And, you know, when it's over, you know, I hope to be somewhere on a boat fishing with my sons. I was kind of hoping that it would kind of end quick, because I knew if it didn't end quick, things could get ugly.
Now, Paul, what do you have to say to your dad about that? Paul, you there?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Paulie got on, like his usual, sticking his thumb in his mouth, like the little baby that he is, and automatically started bringing up all the personal stuff.
Where the problem comes in for me is the lawsuit. I mean, I would never have brought this legal, never in a million years, and that's what's destroyed the family in part.
Can I just ask Paulie Sr., how come you filed the lawsuit?
He gave me his word that if I brought in an appraiser, evaluate the company,
I paid the appraiser. He came in. He evaluated the company, and he backed out on a deal.
The evaluation, interestingly enough, came back zero. So essentially, my father calls on his shares for $0, saying the company's worth zero, and that's how we end up in a lawsuit because I won't just hand over my 20%.
Hey, it's funny though that it's kind of funny though that in front of a judge, the judge awarded me the buyout. How do you justify that?
I'll give you my shares, but there's something about the word sell that doesn't equal zero.
Listen, reality is reality. That's your problem. You're not living in reality, and you know nothing about the business. You were never here most of the time. So how do you figure that you know what the business is worth?
What's the business worth?
Nothing.
It's worth zero?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'll buy your 80%.
Ooh, zinger.
That's fine. Because the case is probably about 80% over, and you don't look too good. I just wonder why.
I hope you do well in it. I really do. But the difference between me and you is I wish you well, and you wish me harm. And I think that...
Well, you know what? That's your opinion. You do things behind the doors, and I do things in the open because I have nothing to hide. Everybody thinks that poor you.
No,
well, you know what?
At the end of the day,
it's actually poor me because I spent 20 years of carrying you and putting a golden spoon in your ass, and now you can't figure it out, and I'm a bad guy. For 20 years, you worked for me. Why did you work for 20 years and resented me? Why'd you do that? Because you didn't have balls enough to get another job because you knew that nobody would put up your bull. So don't even go there, pal. Listen, I think that at this point...
We're not getting anywhere, so...
All right.
I think I'm going to bow out of the situation, and I wish you guys well.
Yeah, that's the last time he'll be talking to me.
Lake Sebago Beach. Yeah, no kidding. Let's brighten this up a little bit here.
You got any good jokes, Mike?
American Heart Association.
You know, I just thought I was coming in here to plug the American Heart Association walk this weekend.
Oh, man. That was heavy.
It started out as a normal conversation, at least from the beginning, but it went south quick. And then I find that anytime you talk with my father and you don't say exactly what he wants to hear or you disagree with him, that's when you lose the conversation. And that's exactly what happened.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I could never do that to my kid. And especially in a situation where, you know, honest to God, you know, your dad's business acumen made everything work. But without what your brother did, the fundamental act of what your brother did, his talent, nothing else exists.
How they're going to deal with it is their business. I really can't waste any more time on trying to patch those two. I got to figure out my own life. I got my own worries to deal with. And, you know, I'm here to raise money for the American Heart Association.
That didn't have to go that way. That didn't have to go that way. I went in there as a gentleman. All I wanted to do is see how those guys were doing. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't want to get into no case. You know, I just went in with the intention to say, hey, I didn't go in for battle. I really didn't go in for battle. I mean, it turned into a huge battle. He started with the bull about the 20% and how's it worth zero and blah, blah, blah. You know, bringing in all the dirt on the radio. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, if he wants to go there, I'll kill him. You know, the thing with me is like, don't with me, because once you start f***ing with me, then you're poking a beehive, you know? It got into a screen, you know me, I just start, you know, he provoked me. You know, I think Paulie's never grown up. Listen, as I've said it before, 20 years he worked for me and 20 years he resented me. Why did he work for me? When I grew up, I had a lot of jobs. If I didn't like a job, I gave my boss 2 weeks' notice and I left. I didn't tell him what a scumbag he was. I didn't tell him how I hated him. I moved on. He can say whatever he wants to say about that he got fired, but he doesn't talk about the reason that he got fired. Not only should he got fired, he should have got his ass kicked for being as disrespectful and as arrogant as he was to his father. And listen, I take ownership for that because, if anything, all I wanted to do is not have him have the same life that I did. Not to go through what I did to get to where I am, and it backfired on me. It went the opposite way.
Right.
Getting wound up like that is really a good reason why he's not here. It really got to the point where I couldn't deal with that no more. He started the war. I didn't want nothing to do with that war. I think he was trying to talk in the background, and you know how I drown people out? Yeah. All I can hear is a in the background.
While Junior's trying to figure out what he's going to do with his life, there's bikes to be built. And that's why we're down here in Brooklyn at Damani Studios. These guys are going to help us bring our website to a totally different level. These guys are the best in what they do, and that's why we're here.
What's up, fellas? How are you? Good to see you guys.
They're a group of guys that work on branding and, you know, website development and a bunch of cool stuff like that. We put together a deal where we're going to do an awesome custom bike for them, and they're going to revamp our website, orangecountychoppers.com.
We're not looking at the finished site right now. We're just looking at the sort of the look and feel to kind of set the tone that will represent all the pages. The general approach has been to sort of find a balance between, like, the grit and dirt and grime of the street and balance that with, like, the chrome and shine and sort of beauty of the bike that kind of sits on top of that. So we're playing with that contrast a lot here. Today we were looking at the first round of designs for the Orange County Choppers website. We have the designs up on the screen also, yeah, so you can see it a little bit better. Yeah. The prints are a little bit dark. But
that smoke looks cool, huh?
I think when the site loads, we can have it sort of animate. That'd be like a, you know, full video where the smoke kind
brilliant.
Of...
Brilliant. Yeah. Oh, it'll be actually moving?
Yeah, yeah. We're organizing the content a little bit better than they currently have. We're also trying to bring an aesthetic that sort of matches the brands.
Yeah, we need that wow factor. You know, it's got to just like when you first get to the website and you open it up, it's got to hit you right in the mouth, knock you right out of your chair. We want to injure people with visual graphics.
You know, for me, I've been complaining about the website for a while. We need a new face on the website because some old faces are gone. You know, the thing for me is that I'm not a real computer person, so when I pull up the website, I want to be everything easily accessed. And then as soon as you open it, when you open it, it could hit this page.
Yeah. I think when you load the page, the first thing you see is, like, you kind of set the scene. The lights turn on, the smoke kind of fades out, and then it's like you got this bling of the bike.
I think we're heading in the right direction. Our biggest challenge has been to kind of match up the simplicity of use that Senior wants with kind of the cool effects and impressive effects that Jason's after.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I think
it's exciting. It really is.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, buddy. So, you know, we're going to head out of Brooklyn, get back to the shop, and start building a bike.
I've decided to open up my own shop, Paul Jr. Designs, where we're going to be doing design work and building some custom theme bikes. And, you know, we've been operating out of the house for a while, and now that we're bringing motorcycles into the fold, it's really exciting to start looking for buildings and start my own company and do it locally.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
How are you? Good. Good to see you.
What's up, Scott? How you doing?
My name is Scott Stumer. I'm a commercial real estate broker in the local area, and I'm here today to try to help Paul find a building. This building's 30,000 square feet, 26 in the warehouse, 6,000 up front on 11 acres.
Wow.
Might be a little bigger than what we were expecting, but I thought it was worth seeing.
You know, it's nice. I mean, it's a little, like you said, it's a little big. You know, it's important to make the right decision on a building like this because it has to suit my needs exactly. It has to serve several purposes. It's got to be a design firm, a motorcycle shop, and a retail area. So with that said, I'm probably looking for between 7 and 10,000 square feet. Yeah, I like the ceiling height, you know? It's a great building, and the location's good. I just think it's too big. This place is just massive. I don't need 30,000 square feet. I just need something that is just big enough for me to get the equipment in and to be able to operate out of. Yeah, let's go look at the next one.
Okay.
This one here is a little big, but it is fun and exciting to go look at some other buildings, and hopefully we'll find something today.
This location is different than anything else I've taken you to.
So it was like a garage terminal?
It was a cross-door truck terminal.
It's pretty cool, though. The weird thing is all the garage doors.
There's a lot to do with opening a new company, especially we need to get our building together and need to get a building set.
Scott, what about that building that's not listed yet?
We're going to go there next.
Where's that?
That's over on Stonecastle Road.
We like Stonecastle Road, don't we?
Yeah. The old stomping grounds.
You know, when we were at the other location, they mentioned something about Stonecastle Road, and, you know, when we started coming out here, we went past the old shop, and then I realized it was one building over from the original location. I was in this building years ago, probably 20 years ago.
Wow.
Ooh.
High ceilings, nice.
This is nice.
It's a 6,000 square foot footprint. The building's 60 by 100.
A lot of what is out there is either too big or it's too small or it's just not the right setup. This is absolutely perfect. What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I think this is a very exciting time for both of us, but then again, it is very stressful. We do have a lot going on this year. Between, you know, growing the business, he's going to be doing bikes again, which is huge for him. He's really excited about getting a building, and not to mention we're getting married this year, which we seem to keep forgetting.
I think this is it.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. It's a perfect layout. It's exactly what we're looking for.
I think if Paul thinks this is the perfect location, I'm going to spend the next day, two, three, to make sure that I get it for him, because if he feels if he found a home, I'm going to make it his home.
What do we got to do?
I'll call the owner and see what we can do. We'll put a deal together for you.
Put a really low offer in.
When is this available?
Immediately.
Let's hope that this building works, because it's a great location, perfect spot, so I hope that he gets this one.
And there's the old shop over there, Mike. You can almost throw a rock at it.
Yeah, it's kind of odd that we're two doors down from the original shop that we started the bike business. I like it. You know, this is all familiar territory. You know, we grew up in the steel shop there, and then we moved on to the motorcycle shop behind the building. And this area is just kind of home for me in a way.
All right, well, start working on it and just let me know.
All right.
We'll sign the papers, you know.
I'll make some phone calls today.
Hey, Steve, have you seen this?
There was an article in the paper today in the Times Herald Record. Basically, it's about the new season, senior versus junior. Basically, it's talking about him looking around for a place to set up his new shop. So, you know, more or less, it's on. I got a picture, old picture, and it's an old original picture from way back from the first show. And I look at his face, and even back then, it looks like arrogant. You know what I mean? How he's got that always arrogant look on his face, like he's always better than somebody else.
You know, as far as Junior setting up his own shop and building bikes, I just think it's kind of strange. I would think that at one point in his life, he would try to create something on his own. That was his whole point of leaving here. And basically, he hasn't done that.
If you look at the expressions, look at the expression on her face.
Yep.
You I wanted a boutique.
It actually disappoints me because he's the one that said he wanted to journey off and start his own thing, which I respect that. But the point is that he failed at all three things that he did because he didn't put an effort into them. And then the easy way out is opening up a motorcycle shop.
I mean, listen, as far as building bikes, okay, they could never in a million years build a bike like we can. And that's not bragging.
Tell me if these are the four dumbest looking ever seen.
Senior wanted to show me an article in the newspaper today about Paulie's shop and some of his employees there.
Senior versus junior.
There's going to be naturally a competition level there because with senior, it's still going to be senior against junior no matter what shape or form it's going to wind up taking. Senior's always going to want to outdo junior and vice versa just for their own egos.
He's never followed through with one thing in his life. Not one thing. And he's talking about putting his shop together. When I started building bikes out of my basement, I didn't need to have a full-out equipped facility. I didn't have nothing. I laid on the wet ground building bikes. Why spend your money? You should be making money. So don't tell me what a businessman you are. Build the bikes. The bottom line is that Orange County Choppers is one of the biggest brands in the world. It's not Paul Jr. Design. 90% of the world doesn't know who Paul Jr. Design is, or do they care?
You know what? Today was Damani Studios bike design. It's this crazy, out-of-the-box, like, sci-fi, digital-looking machine with hoses and cables and circuit boards all over the place. Everything's got, like, a segmented look to it. It's going to be lots of chrome. It's going to be really long. Defenders. Look at Defenders, man.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's cool. It's a really cool bike. The wheels are really nuts.
Layer upon layer upon layer of circuits, circuit board.
I think the design is really unique. I think that's what these guys are all about, unique designing.
That gas tank is crazy, man.
The idea behind the gas tank is that it's split totally in half, so you can see right through it. One section is going to be for the oil, and the other section is going to be for the fuel.
Rick's going to love that, huh?
Yeah.
I think that we'll get going on it, and, you know, hopefully everything works out
boarding through the picture. Okay, let's start building. That's a pretty crazy frame, man.
There goes the back.
Push.
Perfect. It's perfect.
This cast tank is actually going to be quite large and just a lot of metal shapes to it. And then I'm going to make the whole tank and then actually cut probably about like a 7-inch section out of it and then reconnect it all with some tubing. The lower half towards the seat is actually going to act as an oil tank, and then the front half is going to be the gas tank.
The wheels Jason designed for this are going to be some pretty cool design. It's going to be like a circuit board engraved into the thing with some of Damani's little icon gadgets that they have. Probably going to take a good 2 days for each wheel, based on all the amount of engraving. So it'll be a real unique looking wheel. Take a long time to cut, but it's just cutting time, and it'll cut overnight, and I'll be okay.
Yeah, man, high tech.
You got that? You need help?
What's the matter? Looks like I don't know what I'm doing or what?
Now that we got the shop, it's all locked up and we're ready to go. The idea now is to get some vendors lined up, got to get equipment in there for the bike portion of the business, and, really got to start staffing it. So today I'm getting the team together to get a strategy to get us off the ground, and we don't have any time to lose.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
What's going on?
What's new?
You're looking at it.
You know, I'm really proud of Paul in stepping up and taking this opportunity to sort of build a business for himself.
You know, this really feels like a fresh start for both of us. Paul is starting up his own business. He's got overhead. He's got staff.
You know, we'll paint and get everything right and bring some desks in, get some office areas going.
And it really kind of feels like I'm starting over as well. I moved into a new place. I'm sober and I'm single again. And, you know, over the past year, Paulie's really been there for me, so I really want to help him kind of promote his shop and build his business.
Well, we just got to talk about some things. I think Joe's coming. I'd like to wait a minute for him. Outside of Rachel and Catherine, I'm bringing in Joe Pugliafico, who used to work over at OCC. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
For some reason, they let him go recently, which works out perfect for me, because I could bring a guy in here who knows the business right off the bat, and I think it could be a huge help.
I was one of the executives over at OCC. People may be real surprised that I'm not part of the OCC team anymore, which is, you know, it is what it is at this point. I guess it was just time for them to go in a different direction.
Basic things, we're going to need lifts. We're going to need welders. We're going to need drill presses. There's so much to really do, but the most important thing, aside from getting this stuff, is really getting a bike build going. We got some calls out, having some conversations, but we really got to lock it up meanwhile we're doing the build out. Even though I got a whole build out ahead of me, you got to start the bike stuff right now. And so I figured meanwhile we're building out, if I can start talking to people about bikes, when we're ready to go, we'll be able to throw that frame up on the lift and go from there. I have some people very interested. It's just about following it up and explaining to them exactly what's going on, because a lot of people, they really don't understand. To have us building bikes, NOCC building bikes, we have to explain the idea that we're starting in a new business. You know, the whole starting over again is going to take a little explaining. I need staff, I need vendors, clients, and I really need them yesterday, so we're going to get moving. Joe, I'll show you around the shop since cool. You haven't really seen everything. Okay. You guys can work on this stuff, and then I'll just give him a quick tour.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Okay.
You know, I'm really hoping that Paul gets a bike build to come through, because we could open the doors and we could paint on the walls and we could have lots of fun, but if Paul doesn't sell a bike, then we are screwed.
You think these are just rolled a little bit?
Not a whole lot.
And we could check it with your tank now, because you've got the tank done. Right now, working on the handlebars. I think that's going to be a little degree of difficulty. And then we're going to go to the exhaust, which Mike doesn't seem to think that that's that bad of a job.
That'll take care of that.
Looks like we know what we're doing, pal.
Right?
That one goes on there, it looks the same. We're really doing good.
I'm sort of working back on the gas tank today. Had to work on making the tunnel for it, closing in the bottom, and really just tacking everything together and getting it ready to actually cut out the whole middle section. You know, I got a little bit of room there because this is already rounded, so I got to bend this side a lot harder. Before I do that, I'm making up these tubes. There's going to be four of them that are going to be placed like front to back of the tank. And then just get those tacked in place and then hopefully be able to cut out the center section.
I only get one shot at it. I can't f*** it up.
Just doing a tank like this, it was kind of difficult. It was a lot more difficult than really what I thought was going to be in the beginning.
It wasn't going to be as easy as I thought.
I'm really just the best way to go about doing it and to keep both halves, since I had to split the tank in half, from actually moving around and everything like that. So I had to just like do some cuts, make sure I welded some pieces in there, do some more cuts, and then weld some more pieces in.
I think this one will take the cake for my most pieces in the gas tank.
But everything, you know, seemed to stay still. Nothing moved on me, so I was very fortunate with that. Be funky.
Come on, Mike, we got to get this done today.
I think you're right on the money.
You like the way they look?
If you go by this drawing, yep. I mean, I can't see it looking any better than that.
See, your son made page 5 last night.
Yeah, looked good, didn't he?
Looked great.
But what's he doing? Is he starting up?
He's in his shop that's completely bare.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I don't even think there's lights in there.
Now, what place is it? Is it the old crane place?
You made a right coming out of the old shop, second building on the right.
He's planning on coming back here in a little while, probably.
If he was smart.
You gonna take a ride over there? You gonna go
Am
over?
Am I?
Yeah.
Nuts.
Why? Aren't
Why
you?
Why would I take a ride over there?
Come on.
Huh?
You don't want to go over there at all?
No. Furthest thing from my mind.
Really?
Why would I go over there?
Punch him in the throat?
I'd go over there for that.
You haven't talked to Mikey?
I don't talk to none of my sons.
No?
Or they don't talk to me, one or two.
Probably a little of both.
Not big, man.
No,
yeah,
he gained that much weight?
Big, man.
That's what somebody said, that he gained a lot of weight.
Yeah, I hate to see him like that.
Yeah.
Well, he sold his house.
It's a lot of weight. Yeah, he sold his house, got rid of his house.
Got rid of the girl?
She got rid of him, or he got rid of her. I think.
Oh,
she
really?
Got, yeah.
Is Mikey going to be working with him over there?
No.
No?
In the article, it says he doesn't want anything to do with him.
He doesn't want anything
now,
to...
Now, last year, he was his big brother.
Yeah.
Right? Took care of him, right? Now he says he don't want nothing to do with him.
I thought Mikey said that he didn't want to. Oh, Paulie said
that. Paulie don't want nothing to do with him. How quick we turn.
Really?
It's funny. I'm like the bad guy, you know what I mean? I don't talk to nobody.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, he's not together with Mikey. Last year, everything was Mikey and his big brother.
Right.
Now, Paulie got his bike shop, and it's like, Mikey.
Huh. What's he going to do?
I don't know. All right, let's see what we got here. You know, in a sense, it's upsetting. In a sense, it's who cares.
He's a beaut, Clark. You know, as far as building bikes, Paulie was a designer, not really a hands-on guy. He's never fabricated a gas tank. He's never wired a bike. He's actually never put a clutch in a bike. So I'm not sure he's going to have to get somebody that's somewhat mechanically inclined to be able to do that.
That's it.
Done.
It's going to be a pretty big challenge for him.
You know, it could look a little futuristic. I mean, I just think it's huge.
Hey, can I call you right back? Okay, thanks. Bye.
What's up, Vince?
It's your new place.
Yeah, what do you think?
Looks good.
It's not bad, right? You know, of all the help I need in this company, I really need a good mechanic and a good motorcycle guy. Vinny would be the guy for the job.
We've kind of had conversations like this in the past, but now that I have a building, it's time to pull the trigger.
Yeah, I figure we could talk and I could show you around and let you see what's going on.
Yeah, no doubt. Me and Paulie have talked before in the past, so, you know, I kind of knew what he wanted to talk about. Now that he's got a shop, I could take him a little more seriously. You know, it's a big step for him and a big move for me if I'm going to do this.
Main lift, probably two other lifts and a workbench and a lift over here. And then I was thinking the majority of this area is going to be all the different
machinery.
You know, even though we kind of lost touch for a long period of time, we've really never had any animosity towards each other.
And now we have the opportunity to sort of mend the relationship and start working together again.
So you got to get an air compressor yet?
Got to get an air compressor.
Got to get plumbs for airlines.
We're going to have to plumb airlines over the top and where we need them. It's a lot, man.
Yeah.
It's everything you need, you know. It's going to take a little while, but...
You know, one of the biggest things that makes me want to say no to Paulie is the bad taste I have left in my mouth from my time at OCC. When I left there, I knew I was never going back. And this kind of brings back a lot of bad memories.
Put things back where they belong instead of throwing all over the place. If that's what I want, do it.
Stop what you're doing. Get it spotless. You know what? Take the day off, then. I'm not playing no more. Then, I want this exhaust... done today.
It's a custom bike. Sometimes it takes time.
I don't care what you're doing or what you guys do. If it's not done, we're going to have a problem.
Wait a minute.
It's like a freaking 10-year-old.
Being with Junior, even though it's not, it kind of makes me feel like I'm going back with OCC. You know, the reason I would be very interested in this is, you know, for one, I love working with you. We've done some really cool stuff. I think we work well together.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, the downside was, you know, I'm not putting this on you, but it was just working over at Orange County, you know. Just, you know, all the politics of it.
You know, I really don't want Vinny to equate what happened with OCC to Paul Jr. Designs, because this is a completely different situation.
Well, I mean, the only thing I could say to that is this is a different place, yeah. As you know.
Between my design skills and your mechanical ability and your knowledge of machinery, I think it'll just be a really good start.
But I totally understand where you're coming from. It's a long history. On one hand, we had a lot of fun. On the other hand, it wasn't always so great. So
right.
I guess with that said, you just got to figure out what you want to do.
You know, my decision, I think, lies upon a number of things. Obviously, I have to talk it over with my wife. It's a big decision, and it's not something I would do on my own. All right, I got some things to think about. Talk it over with my wife. Think about how things are going to work on my end. If I go back with Paulie, there's a number of things that have to be done a certain way, and not like the way they were done before. You know, we're all mature. We're all adults, you know. I don't need any of that petty stuff in the arguing or, you know, you're 5 minutes late back from lunch or anything like that.
Okay.
And, I'll get back to you.
Go to it, man. Let me know. Right. Look forward to hearing from you, bud.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Thanks for the tour.
All right, I'll see you.
But aside from all the business stuff, I just thought how fun it would be to actually work together. We really enjoyed working together.
We had a lot of fun. We did it for many years.
And hopefully in the next couple days, he'll let me know what he wants to do.
Okie dokie. Here we come.
Pretty cool frame, huh?
Today we got started working on the Damani bike. We got a lot of parts back. We're still missing a lot of parts, but we got the majority of stuff back, so we're able to just start working on the bike, get everything into a roll. Oh.
You ain't never seen that like this before. Oh, she's a beaut. Do you see your face in this wheel?
Yeah. Where is it?
Somewhere.
It's like, where's Waldo?
I started helping Mike on the wheels there, and I noticed that there was a few faces in there, and one of them wasn't mine, which kind of upset me a little bit, because I remember seeing it on the drawing.
I included a lot of the guys' faces into the wheels, and I was really hoping Senior wouldn't notice it until the bike was unveiled.
I see you.
Already?
I see you, there little you guy. Here you are. Oh, I see Mike.
Is Mike in there, too?
This is you right here. See the mustache? You're kind of like transformed into like this cupcake, right?
Yeah, I'm a cupcake.
You're a cupcake.
I don't know if you really got the whole he's a cupcake thing.
Who's this?
That's Amirati. See his little nose and the glasses on the tip of his nose? Oh, he's got a little goatee. Right. Jim Quinn's rocking the calipers right next to his head. Ricky's got his welding hood on, doing the rock and roll.
Hey, Rick! The wheels are kind of overwhelming. There's really a lot going on in there. It's almost like one of those puzzles where you have to look into it to find out certain things if they're in there, because they're like camouflaged in there.
Is that my welding hood?
Your welding hood,
and that's awesome.
You're giving the peace sign because you're
Amish hippie.
I think that's probably going to be one of the main attractions on that bike is the wheels.
Here we go.
All right, let's get the tank, no?
That is cool looking.
One of the nicest tanks I've built so far.
It is. Yeah. Some of your finest work right there.
Too.
My finest fab. I think the tank is one of the nicest tanks that Rick made. It's a two-piece tank. The way it's tied together is with tubing. I think that he did a real good job on it. And it really gives the bike a real unique look.
He's a beaut, Clark.
Man, this is a bitch. Basically, what we're doing now is starting to put the slats all together, which is kind of a pain in the butt. But the end result is that once those fenders go on there, I think that's going to be the icing on the cake.
Beauty. Wow, looks like, what was that guy, Mercury?
This thing going to make some noise?
That's my last bolt.
Gas is on. You got the controls?
Yeah.
Contact.
I can't wait to take this out today. It's a nice sunny day. I think that chrome on the front and rear is going to really be gleaming. It's a pretty stretched out bike, so it should be interesting to see the way that it handles.
This is what happens when the clients like go to town. Think outside the box, burn the box. I love it. Love everything about it.
there, Skipper.
What's up, man?
What's going on? So what's up? You in?
I'm in.
Nice.
You know, I never thought I'd be working with you again, but...
No, it's good, man.
I'm in. So it should
perfect.
Be cool. You know, I probably wouldn't be here if I didn't feel there was something here. You know, I think me and Paulie work real good together. You know, I need a couple days and stuff, you know, to get all my stuff in order, but, you know...
Well, do what you gotta do.
You know, I am excited on a certain level for this, too, because, you know, I've never worked with Paulie as Paulie, you know. There's always somebody behind him pushing him or doing something. So I want to see his drive, because I think he's got it, and I'm ready to see it.
Mikey's going to be excited, and I'm really excited.
I'm glad
you're on board. I knew you'd say yes. But, you know, I got so much stuff going on. I mean, if we're going to get started, the sooner the better, just because I'm underwater over here.
You know, I just see us building some killer bikes and doing what we do best. You know, I know that between me and him, we can turn out some killer stuff and leave all the bullcrap behind. All right, no doubt. Right. Like I said, give me a couple days, get everything worked out, and I'll be over here.
Perfect, man. I'm excited. Good, buddy.
Later, man. Good seeing you. Get back to work.
All right.
Great having Vinny on board. Now that he's signed on, we really need a bike build. It puts the pressure on. We got to build out. We got to build the facility out. That's going to take time, but at the same time, it takes time to get the bikes going. And I need the bikes in order to pay everybody, including Vinny. So it's pretty critical at this stage.
We finished up the Damani bike, and it's time to take it for a test ride. I was a little nervous at first, because of the way the bike's raked and how far you had to lean over. But it turns out that the bike really handles really well. I actually felt really comfortable on the bike, and it's a beautiful day to go for a ride.
Yeah, no. So that's what, 30 days from today? Right, yeah. My father just drove by. Yeah. You know, I'm on the phone with Rachel. It's kind of pacing, trying to get reception, talking about the wedding, and who drives by. Why? And we don't have a contract with them yet either, do we? Oh, he just drove by again. He's driving back and forth. Yeah, he looks like he's on a Lugs bike, but they changed the paint job.
You know, every time that we build a bike, I take it out for a test run. And, you know, we take kind of take the same route all the time. So I decided to go by my own stomping grounds over here where Paulie has his shop a couple buildings down. I just thought it'd be a little bit different and also kind of check out his shop.
From what I can see, it doesn't look like he's building any bikes.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe he's coming to congratulate me. You know, what can you say? You got to honor your father, but you don't have to honor his behavior. If you get fired, you got to get another job. If, in fact, your father sues you, you have to defend yourself. So that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I guess the hope would be at some point in time, maybe he'll actually come down the hill and congratulate me on my new business. But I don't know that that's going to happen anytime soon.
The show's called American Chopper. And, you know, it's all about building bikes. You know, from what I understand, Paulie hasn't even come close to building a bike yet, which I don't have that mentality because I kind of think that you got to put the horse before the cart. But, you know, I think that's some of the things that I might have learned in 38 years of business and probably none of the things that he learned because basically everything I did or said, he was always smarter than I was.
You know, I don't know what the deal is. If it's some sort of tactic to intimidate me, I think that it didn't work. You know, I'm on the phone making plans for the future. And, you know, I think my father continually wants to remind me of the past. I know everything that happens there, and realistically, he doesn't have a clue as to what's going on here. So I can't think of one good reason as to why he would be here with a bike parked. The drive-bys I understand, but the parked part I don't. He looked over when he got off his bike. He wants to see what's going on down here, but he doesn't want anyone to know that he cares what's going on down here. So... with that said, I'm gonna go to work.
We're back down here in Brooklyn outside Damani Studios. This is a pretty unique place for an unveil for a pretty unique bike.
Wow, that is insane.
It's incredible. I mean, these guys blew it out big time.
Wow's the right word, because
wow,
that's what we were looking for, the wow factor.
It's unbelievable.
You like it?
I like it a lot.
Gorgeous.
The reason why we're here is because we were looking for somebody that can do a state-of-the-art website and on the cutting edge, and I think that that's what we represent also. But some of the cool things on this, if you look at the wheels, they look like a circuit board. And actually, if you look real close, there's a picture of me in there and half the shop. Probably the coolest feature about this bike is that this is a gas tank and this is the oil tank. So it's kind of all flows into one tank.
This is much more than any of us expected. It's absolutely freaking awesome.
This is unbelievable, and I look forward to riding around the office.
The parallels of building websites and rich internet applications, I think, lend themselves to the craft of building custom motorcycles. And so I see that as a source of inspiration for our designers and developers when we are solving tough problems about how to make something work on the web.
There was the look of awe pretty much on everybody's face. So I think that it went real well. I think that the bike is way over the top.
It's unbelievable, man.
I think they were a little bit in shock at first, but then they looked at the bike and then they started walking around the bike and actually looking at the detail. We try to keep the bike so everything doesn't jump out in front of you. So basically, the more you look, the more you find.